This is John Batchelor, conversation with my colleague Bob Zimmerman of Behind the Black about Elon Musk's presentation to his employees, and it was videoed, so Bob analyzed it as well, as to why the second test of Starship Super Heavy on 18 November failed to get into orbit. It has to do with the payload, the dummy payload that was on board. Bob's very positive that it can be corrected, it will be corrected for the upcoming flight. The date unknown, but at this point, we can look to February as a good launch moment. This is Bob Zimmerman explaining Elon Musk's interpretation of the failure to get Starship Super Heavy into orbit in November of 2023.
Musk said they figured out why the flight termination system destroyed the Starship shortly before it reached its orbit. And it was because they had loaded it with extra oxygen to simulate a payload. And when they got close to reaching orbit, they vented that oxygen, and apparently it started a fire, which caused the flight termination system to destroy the spacecraft. So he says he expects to make orbit the next time because they'll have a dummy payload in there. And once it gets to orbit, when it flies, and this is the indirect relation to the FAA and the administrative state, when it flies, they'll try to do test engine burns of Starship in orbit, some refueling technology tests, a payload deployment test, and then deorbit procedures. That's their plan. They have said they'd be ready to launch this by the end of this month. But they also said that it will not be able to launch for at least a month later because they're waiting for the FAA approval, and that's getting back to the one major delay here. As Musk said, quote, time is the one true currency. They got to move fast. They want to move fast, but they're delayed by, and he didn't say this, I'm saying it. They're delayed by government intransigence, red tape at the federal government, and until that goes away.
Is this Fish and Wildlife? Same thing?
No, in this case, it's the FAA. There are indications that Fish and Wildlife will not get involved in the approval for the next launch license.
Okay.
But, Will, I'm waiting to see. There have been several reports saying it's only FAA this time, but I'm going to wait.
More of this later. Thank you.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.